How to Be a Pirate by Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III. Translated from the Old Norse by Cressida Cowell. Read by David Tennant. Polite warning. While this book has, of course, been meticulously researched, it may not be entirely historically accurate. About the author. How to Train Your Dragon is the first volume of Hiccup's memoirs. He is better known for his great work of natural history, Viking Dragons and Their Eggs, which lists every dragon known to man. He has also published two other non-fiction titles, Learning to Speak Dragonese and Mermaids and Other Monsters, and is a regular writer for Big Dragon Monthly. A note from the translator. In the summer of 2002, a boy digging on a beach found a box that contained the following papers. They are the lost second volume of memoirs of Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III, the famous Viking hero, dragon whisperer and top sword fighter. They tell the story of how he acquired his famous sword, his first meeting with his arch enemy, the most high and murderous chief of the outcasts, and the terrible secret of the treasure of Grimbeard the Ghastly. 1. Sword Fighting at Sea. Beginners Only. Thor was seriously annoyed. He had sent a mighty summer storm to claw up the seas around the bleak little Isle of Berk. A black wind was shrieking across the wild and angry ocean. Furious thunder boomed overhead. Lightning speared into the water. Only a madman would think it was the kind of weather for a pleasant sail. But amazingly, there was one ship being hurled violently from wave to wave, the hungry ocean chewing at her sides, hoping to tip her over and swallow the souls aboard and grind their bones into sand. The madman in charge of this ship was Gobber the Belch. Gobber ran the pirate training program on the Isle of Berk, and this crazy voyage was, in fact, one of Gobber's lessons. Sword fighting at sea, beginners only.
Okay, you drippy lot,
yelled Gobber, a 6.5-foot hairy, muscle-bound lunatic with a beard like a ferret having a fit and biceps the size of your head.
Put your backs into it, for Thor's sake. You are not an ickle-pretty jellyfish. Hiccup, you're rowing like an 8-year-old. The fat bit of the oar goes in the water. We haven't got all year to get there, etc., etc.
Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III gritted his teeth as a big wave came screaming over the side and hit him full in the face. Hiccup is, in fact, the hero of this story, although you would never have guessed this to look at him. He was on the small side and had the sort of face that was almost entirely unmemorable. There were 12 other boys struggling with the oars of that ship, and practically all of them looked more like Viking heroes than Hiccup did. Wartyhog, for instance, was only 11, but he already had a fine crop of bubbling adolescent pimples and a personal odour problem. Dog's Breath could row as hard as anybody else with one hand while picking his nose with the other. Snotlout was a natural leader. Clueless had ear hair. Hiccup was just absolutely average. The kind of unremarkable, skinny, freckled boy who was easy to overlook in a crowd. Beneath the rowing benches, 13 dragons were huddled. One for each boy.